Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, this is Chris with RaidersBlog.tk. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on this whole Seymour thing. I'm finally here, finally in Raiders uniform. If you didn't get a chance to watch the press conference, I suggest you go see if you can find it on Comcast Sportsnet's website. But pretty interesting. Al Davis was pretty confident, pretty media negative, I suppose, would be a way to describe it. He was just really kind of aggravated a little bit at all the media reports. Some of them may have a little more truth to them than others. Obviously, trusting Michael Lombardi about Raiders news is not necessarily the wisest thing. Just because he got fired, he's going to have some bias, and that's just going to be the way it is. Basically, Seymour says he wants to be here, and if you've been following my Twitter page at all, you'd notice that I said that, you know, it's really not rocket science. He's got a 15-year-old cousin he's guardian of, starting high school, four kids. You know, he probably wants that cousin to be able to try to have some stability. You know, he lost his mother and all. So he probably wants some stability, probably wants a four-year contract. I mean, that's probably what he was holding out for. He didn't want to show up. It wasn't about not playing for the Raiders. It was about trying to get a four-year deal out of the Raiders, at least a four-year deal out of the Raiders, so that way his cousin, if he moved his family across country, his cousin could finish high school in one place, which makes sense. He said, you know, faith, family, and football in that order, and he takes care of business in that order. So that's what he was trying to do, take care of his family first. Turns out that he's going to operate under a one-year deal, so he sent his family to a familiar place. You know, his home in South Carolina. So, really doesn't, not that much rocket science going on here. And I don't buy this whole he didn't want to be a Raider or any of that stuff, because, you know, I can understand it, certainly, because we've been bad for six straight years, if that was the case. But I just don't buy it, because you didn't really hear that from his friends. What you heard, you know, from some people that claim to be his friends, what you heard was, this is how I would feel if I was Seymour. Not really. If you go back and look at them, a lot of them were that way, and they kind of portrayed it as Seymour saying it, even though it wasn't him saying it at all. So, just thought I'd weigh in a little bit on that, let you hear that. I'll be watching football tomorrow, even though the Raiders are not playing. Shout out, thanks to all the people who bought tickets to sell out the game, because that means I don't have to buy tickets to go. And I also don't have to miss work to do it. So, anyway, I'll be checking back in a bit.